Good evening, everyone, and I want to thank everyone out there that's listening here tonight for joining us for the rekindling, the revibration, the starting up something new here on Intuit Talks Raising Vibration Radio. It hasn't been on here almost 5 years. It'll be in December. It would have been 5 years. So I guess you could say 4 years and a month or whatever. My name is Reverend Raven, and my co-host is Tammy Lacente. Tammy, please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. This is Tammy. A little bit about myself. I consider myself an energy mover and psychic and very consciously aware of being a light being, experiencing consciousness on many, many levels, and dear friends with Sandy. What else would you like to know?
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing with your life, and how did you come to this point?
Well, it's really been a lifelong journey, actually. Well, I've kind of always had an awareness of, I guess, you know, as a 50-year-old woman today, I guess I would call it now spiritual connection. But I experienced it even as a child, and it's pretty much driven my life. I've had all sorts of life's trials and tribulations, but through them all, there's been a level of spiritual awareness that has led me in many, many directions throughout my life, and it has taught me a lot. I believe you can condition your energy body and your mind and your thoughts in ways where you can communicate with other dimensions and aspects of yourself and other beings. And when I live my life as in balance with that and in harmony in my day-to-day life, I experience good things. And it all basically just boils down to love, which I know really just sounds like an oversimplification of things these days, but it really is just about the heart space for me and keeping that balanced and moving heart space energy around and expansively as I possibly can through a lot of different disciplinary practices that I do as regularly as I can. Breath work is a good one, meditation, but that was years and years and years in the making. I use tarot cards a lot to communicate with spirit. And I also use meditation to communicate with spirit.
And you've been doing that for over 20 years?
Oh yeah, well over 20 years, and I've been self-employed most of my life, and it has gotten to a point in my life where I just don't have enough interest to hold my attention in any of the fields previously. So, on some level, I would imagine energy work and things will become a permanent part of my life. I seem to be just evolving more and more into that, but enjoying the process as it happens and just watching it unfold.
Well, I think that's beautiful. As for myself, all my life, and for you guys that are listening, Reverend Raven, I am a full-fledged Reverend, and I go by Reverend Raven on the radio, but I'm also known as Sandy, and, you know, Sandy has had quite the adventure getting here to this point in her life, and and I've met some very beautiful, interesting people over my lifetime. And I've had this gift of, I'm very sensitive and I feel energy. I see energy and I'm getting to the point where I hear it too now, which is totally amazing. And I'm listening what the universe is telling me to do right now. Like I said earlier, we've been off the air for a little over four years. And it's just amazing to come back to this direction. Thanks to Miss Tammy here. She's like, we need to get on here. We need to do something. And whatever comes of it, it doesn't matter. We needed to do it. So, I want to thank you, Miss Tammy, for helping me get pushed into the right direction to do this again.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, but I think the biggest thing that we're going to get out of all of this is we're going to stop taking ourselves so serious on one level, because there is so much humor to be had in delving into these fields, and we find ourselves laughing our butts off quite regularly. And most of the time we're laughing at ourselves, right?
Like, yes.
It's just like, oh, okay, yeah, now I get it. That couldn't have got any more obvious. But you know, and it's great having the friendship as we do that, and the dialogue.
Yes, it is beautiful.
I'm sorry, I'm really not good at doing live stuff, but I should get better.
I think you're doing an amazing job. You've been pushing me for the last, month, listen to these new people that are putting podcasts on Instagram, and I listen. I fall asleep.
Isn't it?
Yes, that part is exciting, that people are getting out there, they're sharing their views, they're sharing their voice. They really have a great, they want to help uplift people. These are some extreme times that we're going through right now, with the energy as a collective, as a whole. It's like you said, like for the past, I don't know, for the past couple of days, I've felt tired, right? And
yes.
You have too, right?
Yes, because, I really believe that as the planet is transforming her energy field, we have to do that with her. You know, it's, and I'm feeling it in my body a lot. I could get into astrology too, but I really feel the sense that this retrograde has got a strong undertow to it. Anyways, nonetheless, it feels like it's been a deep winter slumber here for the past about month, and I'm just happy we're giving some energy to moving energy around, raising vibrations as much as possible, and also just witnessing and holding space for humanity right now, because there's a lot going on. We also had a major earthquake, it's my understanding, today. So I mean, even the earth is rumbling this energy. She has to omit this stuff also, my take on it.
Well, of course it is. And, the energy is, we're in Aquarius right now. We're in this Mercury retrograde in an air sign, right? Which is like, the thinking, it gives us stinking thinking if we're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because
now,
right?
Of all times, it's always important to stay present as much as you can, but like really stay present, not in tomorrow and not in yesterday, just stay present, otherwise your head will have you spinning.
Oh, most definitely. I am a firm believer of that. So, I've been tested. I don't know about the rest of you, but I have been tested not only, with technology or just with people in general. My vibration, like getting something messed up in an order that you order, and you've got to just come from love and let it go and let that, just don't sweat the small stuff, like they say, right? I'm apparently, I must be on a, we had to take responsibility too. too, where we're at. Yes, the energy is heavy, but we do have to take responsibility for what we're feeling, what we're going through, where we are in this moment. And we need to choose, as Abraham Hicks says, we got to change our disc. You know, we're on one disc and we need to get on a high-flying disc. What do you think about that, Miss Tammy?
Well, I think the law of attraction, I think the best teacher of the law of attraction was Jesus. That's what I think. And I think that we don't experience things that we are not on some level of vibrational match about. And I think most of us get pissed off when we hear that, you know. And I know for me and my journey and my awareness of my journey, it wasn't until I stopped getting mad at it and I was willing to look at it, and then I was able to see the absolute beauty in all of creation, because there is no up without a down. There is no in without an out. There is no light without the dark. You have to have both. We are inherently both. Our shadow is just as much a part of us as our higher self. And until we shine light on it and see the beautiful attributes of it and embrace the more mature version of it, if you will, which is a process of living life and being messy humans and, you know, all the things that we all experience, then you start really realizing that it's a harmonic that you keep within your body at all times. And your happiness is never dependent on, right? It's like, right. I'm not going to be happy when, I'm just happy. And then that's where the magic happens, in my experience. You know, the magic always happens there. I've accepted myself right where I'm at, and I find beauty and grace and gratitude in everything around me. And I can picture things that I dream about and whatever, but I'm not in lieu of being happy before having them. And I have watched over the years how I just keep walking into my next now moment most of the time, closer and closer to those things, but I'm enjoying the moments as they're happening, being more aware of the journey. So that's what I think about that, Sandra D.
Well,
I think you knew that.
Yes, I did. But thank you for sharing that with everybody that's listening. So tonight's show is about how we can raise our own vibrations, right? With, you know, we talked about the energy being heavy right now. We're still in this pandemic, whether you believe it or not, there's still this.
We really are. And then there's also, there's the collective consciousness, right? And to, you know, that's another thing. Okay. So I just to backpedal a little bit back to the law of attraction. So, If you ran into traffic, is it because you created it or because the collective of all going to work at the same time? Right?
We created, you know, going to work at the same time.
We created. So the only thing you can really control is how you show up for that moment, right?
Right.
But, you know, this whole... I feel like a big component to the law of attraction is missed in some of the more commercialized mainstream law of attraction teachings. And we are creating our reality, but we're creating a vibrational match for our reality. So the traffic jam can still be there, but how do you show up in the traffic jam? Because if you're in vibrational alignment, you just don't get upset about it. You just, it's like, oh, it's just traffic.
I agree with you. It is. It's just traffic. It's a playpen that we've agreed to play in. And
the more consistently that you maintain your vibration, that's why we are doing this show today to talk about raising your vibration is when you recognize that you're in a lower vibration, right? Or not that lower vibrations are bad, because they're not. We just don't tend to really like how they feel. But if you can witness what it's showing you and really feel things in your body, like I've been feeling heavy, and I decided to do a juice cleanse because I knew that that would help lighten me. Now, a week ago, I wouldn't even have contemplated it. You know, I hadn't felt heavy enough, but I'm already starting to feel better. That was something I did today, for example, to raise my own vibration.
That's a great example. It's kind of like me last night. Instead of taking the opportunity to work and prepare the show contents and get it out there for the universe to know that we're coming live, a friend of mine called me up and said, "Hey, do you mind coming over?" And this is, you know, this would have been my 12th anniversary with Cecil this year. So Cecil's in spirit now. And, you know, and he comes through. I'll tell you, he is not silent on the other side. He's constantly coming through. he's coming. He is. He still gets mad at me on the other side. Can you believe that spirit can get mad at you on the other side?
Yes.
Yeah, he gets mad at me because I do things that he just does not like, and he gets mad at me for it.
He still has his personality.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So anyway, my friend called me up and asked me to come up to Clearwater last night, so I trucked up to Clearwater, get there by sundown. And she had me go park underneath this big old bridge that goes from downtown Clearwater, which is now basically owned by the Scientology, by the way. It's interesting. Well, that's another show. Anyway.
Yeah, that's another show.
That's another show. So anyway, we get out of the car and we're trekking up. It's a corkscrew going up to this big old bridge, right? Big old wide corkscrew and everything like that. And it was just, the more I kept walking up this corkscrew up into the air, at least I say it was like, I don't know, like 2 football fields up into the air, you know, that we walked up there. Yeah. And then we got on the bridge and we walked across, and, you know, just that little walk was amazing to raise my, I started singing. Really, I couldn't help myself. That's another way to raise your own vibration, is sing.
Absolutely. And move your body around.
Yes.
You just get loose and get your own dance on, or always, 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 always go in nature on any level, whether you go for a walk or you just go sit in it or just observe nature. Just be still and know. And it's great for grounding us and getting us harmonized.
Oh, most definitely. I'm so thankful. You know, that's another way to raise your vibration, is to get in the attitude of gratitude. Because once you get into being thankful for everything that you already have in your existence and for what has happened for you, you know, you might experience loss. Like for me, this past year, coming up April 24th, Cecil will be gone a whole year. I thought he was the last one, because my son moved off. My mother had passed away. When I first started the show, my mother was still, my mother was close to the end. Or maybe she had just passed over. I think she had just passed over. That's right. She had just passed over. Mm-hmm. So I started the show. I had Claudia to take care of, then she passed over, and then Cecil got sick and all that stuff. But to tell you the truth though, with all of this that's been going on, I thought I was going to be alone when Cecil passed over, because my son moved out and went, you know, up to Georgia with his girlfriend and everything. But the community here where I live, And the beautiful soul that's on here right now, Tammy, drove all the way down to Virginia just to show me that I wasn't alone. I mean, I'm so thankful for that experience in itself alone. I, you know, just to have that, you know, you cared so deeply, not knowing me personally. I mean, we haven't been together. That was our first meeting together out of all these years of being friends online and all that stuff. But we
but it was beautiful.
It was.
Been having just a ball since.
It was. It was absolutely gorgeous. I'm so thankful. And then not only you, the community stepped up here where I live, and they helped me out to get through. I didn't have any income coming in. I didn't have, you know, I didn't know what my next step was. I was devastated. I was lost. And this community jumped up and created a food train for me. They donated money. They helped me through. You know, I mean, when you come, I was so thankful. I was just in a thankful state that you came down when I got to the...
Every single one of your needs were met.
Yes, yes.
Beyond your expectations.
That is so true.
Always.
Always.
So it is.
So it is. So that's another way.
Always is.
Yes, to raising your own vibration right there. If you don't think you have anything to be thankful for, you sit down and you look. Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have food to eat? Do you have friends that care for you? If you can check yes to all of those, that's an instant way to raise your own vibration right now, here and now, in this very moment.
Exactly.
Exactly. So, then, like I said, I mentioned earlier, singing. You know.
Absolutely, singing. And just... I don't know. I love singing. I love moving my body. Like, literally just getting your body moving sometimes is just, you know, let it loose with a little bit of music. I play Beethoven's 7th Symphony, I think number 2, and it's like, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 minutes long, and I just get lost.
Oh, that's a good one.
It really, really is a good one. And there's just so many different things we can do. We can drink more water. We can genuinely, truly practice mindfulness and using the tools that we've all been acquiring for a long time, you know, taking the time to sit down and commune with spirit daily. And however you do that, you know, actually taking that time and doing that and connecting. The overall frequency of this planet is changing, and we are changing with it. You know, there are many, many, many tools available for all of us to use to help implement these changes. But I think accountability is called for on a certain level, too. Like, you know what I mean? We've been studying lots of things for a long time, actually doing them and actually not just raising the vibration for ourselves, but for the planet.
Yes, I agree. I mean, you happen to be following Lee Harris. You like him. I like what his platform is, where his people that listen to him and how he gets them to participate and raise their own vibrations too. Just like Matt Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doll baby. In fact, he's doing some.
And you know what? You know what? Both of them have gotten very, very, very polished in their presentation. But I'll tell you. They talk about their own spiritual disciplines, but they also talk about their humanness, and they talk about it in vulnerable ways, right? You know,
right.
Sandy, how I've discussed this with you so many times. I think part of coming together and collectively raising our vibrations for ourselves and humanity calls for the bravery, the courage to be willing to be vulnerable and share your true experiences, especially as more and more people on this planet are having what you might call esoteric experiences, but they're really not. It's energy, and we're evolving, and we're coming into a different era, time, and vibration. And we're doing that collectively, you know, and you can look at this global pandemic and even see where people are being really forced to look hard and deep and make choices. And you can see the planet being completely divided on so many levels, but it's in that breaking down that you can restructure, right? So a lot of people are looking deeper and spending more time with themselves. And there's so many of these tools that I don't think you have to be a mystic and into occult and deep spirituality as I am to truly, truly start utilizing and harnessing some of this stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of the people are like us that are into a lot of this, but I would like to see things go more mainstream and conduct, be able to reach a broader audience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about you guys out there, but
the patches,
like
Sandy, the patches, that's the pharmaceutical end of things.
Yes.
I'm very much looking forward to once we have more stuff, and we'll talk about this more on here later, but with the camera to be able to show people in the medical field around here where I live, like these are the things that are happening. Technology is really, really coming in. You know, structures are changing. And we're holding a vibration for ourselves. If you've been called to even be having this dialogue, something has really stirred in you. Would you not agree?
Yes. And as she mentioned, we actually invested in a camera that shows your energy within yourself, that it can be, you know, set up and you go in front of this camera and it shows your vibration, your chakras. I mean, it is totally amazing piece of equipment that I get to play with. I got the privilege of playing with today, and I'm so thankful for it.
But that's going to be able to show a lot of people, and not just people in our communities, but more and more it's becoming more mainstream, but it's going to be able to show how even directing your thoughts, and because in directing your thoughts, you're literally moving energy. That's what I call it all the time, you know, when we're talking. It's like you're really manipulating energy all the time. And if you could really just see that, you were just doing it tonight, right? Where you were focused on your third eye. And
right.
It lit up, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I feel like, you know, if more and more people are seeing that, then they're going to pay attention to, you know, the breath work. When you see that, actually, how that moves energy and how it impacts your actual being, you might be more prone to, like, go, oh, wow, everything I've been studying for all these years says to focus on the breath, focus on the breath. Well, that's why.
And
every breath is.
It does work. Well, it does. The breath work does work in raising your vibration. One, it calms you down, right?
It can also very quickly connect you with other dimensions when you're going into your meditations. If you're someone who's into meditation, because I do it all the time, and it gets you quickly. Breath work is good for so many things, just realigning your entire body, sending healing energy through all your cells.
Yes, it is. It really is. And one other thing that you can do to help raise your vibration instantly is to take your tongue and stick it to the roof of your mouth. And you'd be amazed how quickly your vibration can change just from that one little exercise right there.
Mm-hmm. Doing it as you speak.
Do it right, exactly. I mean, you do it automatically as you speak for certain words or syllables that come out of our mouth. You're doing that instantly, but just to sit there and hold it there, to think about it, and it's amazing. I was transforming my third eye from this little bitty green spot to this big, huge, it was covering my whole face today. And of course, my heart chakra was just huge. That didn't
surprise me. It was absolutely
huge.
I know. And very well balanced.
But I'm so thankful for the opportunity. And hopefully, we're going to be able to take that device out to Colorado this June. Is it May or June?
It's going to be fun.
It's June, isn't it?
It's going to be fun.
Yes, we're going to have fun at that holistic seminar trade show.
Isn't it like an expo?
Yes, it's an expo, yes. But it's only for practitioners. It's not for the general public. But we are going to take this out for the general public. The problem is, though, to use this camera, you want to be kind of in the buff. Right? Or bras and panties only if they're white.
So what are we going to do? Set up the white screen, and what we could do is have like a tent within a tent.
Yes.
Like a dressing room, but
yes.
Make it kind of bigger so it's private.
Yes. That's exactly what we're going to have to do. But it's really, you're going to be able to, we'll be able to videotape people and show them their energy, and then we can bring them out. We can have them do some breath work. We can put, as you mentioned earlier, that patch that we both do.
Yep. Yeah,
we
can put that on and see it work instantly.
Oh, yeah. I put the patch on. I hadn't had it on all day today. I put the patch on. And for you guys wondering what this patch is, it's called the LifeWay patch. And it's got these little nano crystals on this patch, and it helps repair little sectors of our DNA, and it brings energy into our body. It takes place of drugs and pharmaceuticals and anything that you can imagine. Just putting this patch on is amazing.
It resets like 4,000 of our genes to a younger state. It's been linked to stem cell rebuilding and what have you. But I think it's got far more reaching capacity than even what they know about it. I know when I had gotten my aura report, I had gotten it in May, and then I had started using the patches in July, I think. And I had subsequently gotten another report at the Edgar Cayce Foundation from the same machine, like a month after I started on the patches, and you should have seen the difference. It was like unbelievable. It was to the point where it was embarrassing what the old one was.
Right. No,
you know,
I know.
Damn, I was in that bad of shape, huh?
Oh, I know. The energy you felt, like I told you, I'm like, I don't really want to put that patch on. Now I've got this energy, which is fine because I need to clean my house tonight anyway. After the show's over, I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be like changing some beds out, cleaning some bathroom, taking some trash out, getting ready to build my tiny house. Yay. And,
yes.
Yes.
Speaking of things that to be celebratory about and milestones and law of attraction.
Yes, I am building a tiny house. My son and his girl are going to be moving into the house that Cecil and I lived in for 11 years. And I'm moving out back into a converted 12 by 20 two-story shed. And it's being converted into a tiny house over the next 3 weeks. And I'll
Which
be living in there.
You have desired to do
for a
as
long
time. As I've known you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you had how many obstacles and how much did you have to, how much fear did you have to face and
well,
walk through?
Oh,
to get to where you are right now, though.
I know. Oh, my gosh. So, in the beginning, when I first started talking about doing this, Cecil was like, oh, no, we're not living. There's no way. I'm not living in a tiny house. And he didn't. He pretty much said, I wasn't doing it. He wasn't going to do it. And then he, of course, he passed, and of course, I've went through my grieving process and everything like that. But I have I only have one debt now in my whole entire life, and that's my car payment, and that's going to be going away pretty soon. And I'm going to have this tiny house, and my son and his girl are going to be moving in here, and they're going to cover the utilities and the homeowner's insurance and the taxes of the property, and I'm going to be living out there not having to pay a dime, you know, and focus paying all my, you know, my car off. And
you're going to be able to travel the way you wanted to.
Yes, yes. I'm going to a three-day work week starting in April, so I only have to work 3 days a week. I'll still have benefits because I'll be full time, but I only had to work 3 days a week to do that, and then I'm going to have 4 days off a week to go travel, to go do those expos and do those kind of things. I'm going to manifest the money to get a big old truck and a tiny house on wheels so I can take my digs with me wherever I go, you know, when I'm in the mood to drive. Or I can fly, or I can boat, or whatever I want to do. I can mentally get there in my mind's eye and be there right now if I want to. I told you I didn't need to put that patch on this late at night. I told you.
They definitely amp you up.
They do. You know, I can go a couple of days without wearing the patch, and then I start feeling it like, oh, there goes my energy. I'm starting to drop down. And,
Nancy said the same thing. She could really, really, really feel it. I think I experience it differently. I don't think I feel surges of energy. But what I notice, and I definitely have been guilty of this a handful of times, like I'll just all of a sudden just, my schedule will change. You know, I'm self-employed and I'm very family-oriented, and depending on what's going on with the family or the jobs that are going on, my schedule changes a lot. So I'll just all of a sudden forget to wear them because my morning schedule have gotten off. And I'll tell you, within a week's time, how many times have I said to you, oh, my gosh, I haven't put it on. And instantly, within 24 hours, I just overall feel better when I put them back on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Seems much more evenly keeled. Like, I don't get a surge of energy. If anything, I would say they've helped me sleep better. I've been more prone to rest, which might not be what the masses want to hear, but I was a person who didn't sleep a lot. You know what I mean? I worked really hard and would sleep 5 hours and that was it. So for me to be able to sleep 8 hours is pretty amazing, actually. I rather enjoy it.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say it helps me that way. But I feel overall better, and I've caught myself. I've been using the patches for over a year and a half, and the single biggest thing I noticed was I had a really debilitating intestinal issue. That was chronic and I had had for a really long time, and it is gone, you know, so my overall quality of life is better. Do I know that the patches caused that? No, I do not. But I know it has just disappeared since using the patches. And overall, I notice when I go off the patches that I feel much better when I go back on them.
I do too. I do too. But that's not the only way, like we're saying, you know, that's not the only way you can raise your vibration or anything like that. It's a medical way without it being medical. Like, you don't need a doctor's note to wear these things or anything like that.
No, most people that do a lot of the things that we do just really would say it does the heavy lifting. You still practice all of the things that you normally would, right?
Right.
But it does do a lot of the heavy lifting. And I think we really have no idea just how powerful they really are. I think in time we're going to find out that they're a lot more regenerative than we realize.
Exactly. Did you know the creator of that patch went to the same school as the guy that created the camera? They both went to MIT. And they actually got together.
It was in my backyard where I grew up, you know.
Right? Yeah, that's right. You're from that area. So they got together and they used the camera to measure the energy with these patches. So
that's cool. No, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, in the weeks ahead, if you guys want to know anything about the patches or anything like that, we're not trying to sell you on anything. We just wanted to share some of the experiences that have helped us. That helped me get through.
We're probably hyped up about it because we're excited to be able to work with the camera with it, and we got a new toy to play with in our sandbox.
Yes, exactly. And I'm looking so forward to doing it. Yes. Because, as Tammy mentioned, we're actually going to be working with doctors. I know, I've already mentioned it to the doctor I go to here in St. Petersburg, docs out of the box or whatever they're called, and they're medical doctors. They do believe in the holistic, type. I've been waiting for years for a holistic.
I think it's interesting because even in the medical journals and stuff, the way science is going, all of this stuff is being proven by science right now. So it's actually coming out in the medical journals, and I'm really looking forward to. And it's funny because I'm anxious on some levels to see the response of medical professionals in person when I try to approach them and show them these things. I'm really curious as to what their responses are going to be, because I know this stuff is being talked about in their medical journals.
Oh,
that's how powerful of a time we're in right now, and technology being part of it. I mean, those crystals are programmed, you know, and I just think it's amazing. Exciting, amazing time to be alive and consciously aware of. I feel that's my experience.
Oh, I know, I'm thankful for that. But too, these doctors, I'm so thankful that there's doctors now that are opening up and listening instead of saying, "Oh, it's your imagination. Oh, it's not this," because I've dealt with 20, 25, 30 years of that crap. I have thyroid disease. And I've dealt with that crap for 35 years. And, well, not that long. 28 years. I'm exaggerating. 28 years I've been dealing with that crap. And for now, they're coming to realize that, what we put into our body is part of the problem. And two, the environment that we are exposed to and the chemicals and so with that being said, that patch, like, it's made me more sensitive. Like, I have I'm allergic to dairy. Anybody that knows me, pizza's my favorite food in the whole wide world universe. Whoever created pizza, thank you 1,000 times. Yeah. However, I'm allergic to dairy, and so the minute I eat a slice of regular pizza, it's not 5 minutes later, I'm sneezing my butt off. And we're not just talking one little sneeze, we're talking sneeze after sneeze after sneeze. I don't know if you know that when you sneeze, your heart stops for a second, right? So you're sneezing, mucus is coming out everywhere because that's our body's defense when we're fighting off something like that. And so it's like, I'm thankful for the patches, but they made me really sensitive to food, and like, I know my allergies really good. The minute I put something I'm not supposed to, I have a reaction.
It really just makes you be able to use your body.
Yes.
You know, as what it's for, to inter, you know, to use your senses more precisely, if you really think about it.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't like the advice, right?
Just no. Like,
yeah, I know. My juice could have used some more apples and ginger.
I follow the medical medium. I love him. He is this dear, you know, he's down here in Florida, and I follow his advice with the celery juice every morning. I'm very disciplined with my body, and I start out really good every morning. Like, I just do my celery juice, and I do my thyroid healing smoothie, and I take these supplements. My new doctor has me got on these supplements that are going to help, because I'm type A, I'm A plus positive blood thing, and so I don't produce the digestive juices that you need. So I got to take these pills to help get with the acid in my stomach, and then because I couldn't drink milk as a kid, I was allergic. I was stuck on Tang, which makes me addicted to sugar, which is like a drug. I don't know if y'all, it's like heroin, they say. But so I got these pills now that I take four times a day to keep me from not wanting to have sugar, which they seem to work, because the minute I take them and everything, and I do have something sweet, it doesn't taste as sweet and satisfying. So whatever it is, some kind of supplement. But, you know, she's got me doing a food journal, and I have to tell my symptoms and stuff like that. So, like I said, I start off really good during the day. But at night, when I get tired and cranky after being on the phone listening to people gripe, and I can't say anything back to them about griping, I gotta like just take it like a man, you know, and let them complain and whatever, you know. I'm thankful to have a job. I'm thankful to have a job. Don't get me wrong. I'm very thankful that I have a job with benefits. So thank you. It's just that, wow. You know what I'm talking about?
I find myself in a much more fortunate situation. I don't have to listen to that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm blessed with a brand new baby.
I know you are. That is such a blessing.
Finding her voice, and she has quite the voice and quite the vocal cords. She's a riot.
I think I'd rather take care of the baby than to do what I have to do. Uh-huh. I think taking care of the baby, I'd rather listen to the baby cry and with those.
Oh, the baby's not been crying. No, I say that with a happy heart. No, I can't relate to you at the moment. I hold a lot of love to you. I don't know how you do it. I'd be eating more than pizza.
But this job has given me an opportunity to grow as a human being. I'll just say that.
Yes.
Yes. And that is raising my vibrations by doing that, to be able to grow. When you can grow from every situation, and you know, and you see it, you're growing, you're raising your own vibration by doing that.
Yep.
That is very critical, you know, to help yourself grow. And then let go after each call, and then just go into the next call, you know, and just treat those, you know, don't let that, what the last person said to you affect you into the new call. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to carry it outside of your work either. I did it in the beginning, because Tammy knows. I'd be calling her up. I'd be like, and she's like, girl, you need to stop and take a breath.
Breathe.
You need to breathe and let go of whatever you just experienced, but you need to let it go. And so I've implemented it. I even learned to put people on hold when they're really nasty to you. Just, can I put you on a brief hold, and put them on hold and just start breathing and bringing that in. And it's amazing when I come back to line that their energy has changed too, along with mine.
Yeah, and then that's where the practice, the mindfulness comes in, being mindful enough to put them on hold, you know, and it's discipline. I mean, it's self-discipline. It really is, in my opinion. Like, how are you going to show up? Are you showing up the most mature aspect of you you're capable of in this now moment? And accepting whatever that is. And it's not always that you remember to put them on hold. you know, but then showing love to yourself for being right where you're at too, and knowing that, you know, you are a sounding board all day long for people with a lot of misdirected anger coming directly at you. Not a position I envy, though.
No, I have really great coworkers that I work with. There was one that took me under her wing from the day I started, and I hope she's listening. Tina, thank you so much for helping me out in the beginning and being there. I could ask her anything, and doing so, I attract. Here's another thing, Tina. Is a spiritualist too, or Wiccan, or I think Wiccan maybe. I could be wrong. I do know that she has a lot of the same beliefs I do. And it's amazing, because we've not met in person, but we found each other through work. We happen to be on the same team, and we communicate through teams, and I knew her energy. That's another thing. When you're open to feeling, when you're at a higher vibration, you will attract those people just like you. And you're yes. not alone.
I was just going there with that. So,
right?
So I was like, well, why do you think that is?
Yeah. Yes, because she's got a very high vibration too, and we connected, and we created our own chat room, and she was called Raising Vibes. In the chat room, you know, I think we have like 7 members in there right now. And, you know, as we feel the other people that we feel their vibration, we just invite them in.
Awesome is that?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yes. So I'm very thankful for Tina, who took me under her wing when I first came here. And she's been a big help. Beautiful soul, and I'm so thankful for everything that she's done for me there. And I don't know how long she's been there, but she handles herself very well, and I'm just thankful. But you're right. Whenever you're in the high vibration, you are going to attract those other people that are just like you. And you know, and she's in Idaho, and I'm here in Florida, right?
And I'm here in Virginia.
And you're there in Virginia. Now, how odd is that? It's crazy. It really is. You know, you're going to just start to, just like the other night, I got an email from Meetup. This guy sent me an email, right, saying, oh my God, I saw your picture on Meetup, and I know this isn't a dating site, which I'm not interested in dating anybody right now, but it was so nice to get somebody to think that I had a beautiful smile. How about that? You know?
How about that?
Isn't that beautiful?
You were feeling pretty happy with yourself that day.
I was. I didn't respond to it, but I'm very thankful I got it in the first place. You know?
There you go.
It's nice. It really is. It's very nice to know when you know, to have that, the energy out there is to hear, to uplift and support you. All you have to do is be open to receive it. That's it.
Absolutely. And it's always available. It's funny. I just keep having the saying, and I send you nothing but angels. You know, when you were talking about the person who took you under her wing, there's always somebody, right? Like,
yes.
Therefore, always.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's amazing. The energy, just like this platform we're using tonight, intuitalks.com. There's a beautiful soul that created this whole platform, and she's allowing us to be on here and doesn't even charge us to be on here. I mean, is that not uplifting and beautiful to do that too as well? I mean, surely she has greatness and goodness in all her life too as well, because of the beautiful things she does. Whenever we give to human beings, it comes back to us tenfold or threefold, whatever you believe in, you know. What's the card that you drew tonight before we did the show? Because, like, there was some struggle with this show today, right?
Yep, there was.
What was that last card?
The giveaway.
The giveaway. The yep. giveaway. And it talked about being good to ourselves and loving ourselves.
Yes, and in doing so, we can give more of what we truly want to be giving all the time.
Yes.
The heart, 23. The giveaway is the gift you offer life without attachment, without expecting anything back. You can only give what is truly yours, a smile, a nod, encouragement, a gentle touch, and a kind word. This is not the giving to others that what you no longer want, like the sweater you know that no longer fits, but the gifting that which is most precious, your authentic love and genuine feelings.
That is beautiful.
And that's all we've wanted to do.
Yes.
And help people in whatever way we possibly can to raise their own vibrations and be consciously aware of the fact that they're able to. And you're always able to in any now moment.
Yes. Yes, and to be honest with everybody that's listening, I've had issues recently about letting things go. In order for me to do my tiny house, I had a shed full of crap in there that I had over the years from being a landlord for 20 years. And, you know, I learned to fix things for myself, and I had all kinds of tools, be it electric, manual, air tools, whatever. I had a lot of tools in there, and plus containers to hold them and, you know, things like that. I probably had, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 worth of junk in there. I call it junk because I don't use it anymore. That if I was to sit there and sell it individually, I might have got that. But I decided to post and get rid of it all at once. I put an ad on the marketplace on Facebook. I let people come and look at the stuff. I got higher bids than what I took for, but the guy and his mother, this guy gave up his life. He was from Michigan. He came down from Michigan to help take care of his mother, kind of like my story. I ended up taking care of my mother, and you know, he was the lowest bidder, but I gave all the stuff to him for the lowest bid. And I didn't get any near as much as I wanted for it, but it doesn't matter. I let it go because, one, it served a purpose of letting it go so I can move another step forward into my process of doing something I've been wanting to do for many, many years, to finally create this, you know, I'm moving forward. Instead of being stuck in that process of thinking about it day in and day out, I actually took action. That's another thing we do.
Exactly.
We take action to raise our vibration.
Really, yeah, and you encourage and just walk through it and do it. And then now it's in the rearview mirror, and now you're building your tiny house.
Yes, starting tomorrow.
I was thinking about, like, all of the things that brought up for you over the years that you had to release and release and release to make room for what you wanted to show up. You know,
yes.
Like, you cannot be seized on to what and afraid you're going to lose something. You know, it's fluid. It's just, you just keep energy moving.
Yes.
And in your body, in your home, just keep it moving and don't hold on too tightly. And I find it to be quite the magical little place.
Oh, I agree with you. I love going to your house. And here's why. Everything changes in that house. The energy changes. First of all, the energy in your house is phenomenal, by the way. I'm just going to let you know. Every time I'm there, I'm just at peace, and I don't care about a damn thing because I'm just in that zone, right? Like, it just feels like a mother's love wrapping you around with a warm blanket and going, oh, there, dear, I got your back, right? That's what the energy feels like. That's what the energy feels like in your house. So, but it's amazing. You've got all these beautiful crystals, and you've got all these Buddhas and all these medical, you know, medicine warrior implements all over through your house, and drums and everything, right? And they just seem to move secretly by themselves.
They really do. They move all around all the time.
They do.
It's always accommodating to whatever the needs currently be. But it's really a beautiful dance to be in it. You know, I really enjoy just staying as much in flow as I can. And I say that even with feeling the denseness lately, life has still been good. You know, I think I'm feeling a little bit of the winter fog here in Virginia, too. I was very jealous. I don't know if he's jealous or I just admired the fact Dennis was in shorts today.
Right.
You know, I'm in an ice storm.
Yeah, but mind you.
I'm ready for it to thaw out.
Mind you, he's going to be up there in a few days, going to be working, you know, he's going to get through the weekend, and next week sometime he's going to be up there in that cold. And I told him he was crazy for going up there. Why would you leave Florida to go somewhere where it's freaking cold? Anything that's below 50 degrees is cold. Don't leave the state of Florida. But he didn't listen to me. He's going.
It's all right. You know, I also really look forward to my rebirth that I go through every spring because I'm also a Taurus, right?
So right.
I'm a spring baby to begin with, and I just, you know, it's okay, but I'm starting to, you know, yawn and stretch and go, okay, I'm ready for the winter slumber to be over with, you know?
Yes. Okay. But the groundhog, he showed his shadow, and we got 6 more weeks of winter.
That's what I figured. I figured it'd be March before I saw any buds on the trees.
Yes.
But that's okay. We'll be seeing buds soon enough.
Yes. We have buds right now. Big old fat ones. No, I'm just kidding.
Now you're showing off, Reverend Raven.
Ah, you're right, I am. I can't help it. It was cold, though. We had about 3 weeks of cold weather.
Are we going to continue to do this and maybe have more loosely structured dialogue, like topics, or what do you want to do?
That's up to you and our listeners, and, you know, we take requests. If there's somebody, we can have guests on the shows too as well. You know, between the two of us, we know it's an ample full of people, that we can have on here and interview too as well. So, I mean, we can go structure. It doesn't matter. This is our first night doing this, getting back. I set it up for 90 minutes, so we have about 30 more minutes to go. Well, 28 more minutes to go. But this is a back on the saddle again show for me. Like I said, it's been four years and a couple months since I've done a show. And
I'm really, really, really proud of both of us.
Yes.
It's been no small feat between the obstacles we've had in our lives personally and stuff since we've reconnected. But we always come back to this conversation that we were going to do this. And here we are. Look, we're doing it.
I know.
It's happening.
I know. You were one of my first contributors for Raising Vibration Radio when it first came out. You uplifted and supported me and not only emotionally and all that, but monetarily, you were a supporter of the show from day one. And, you know, you kept it going there for a while, and it was amazing. And I didn't have a job then. Those were the days where I just finished taking care of my mother. Claudia was sick. Mm-hmm. This was before Cecil. You know, I had support again. There you go. I had support again, you know, and stuff like that. And then it got set down on the back burner for a while, like I said, for 4 years. But here we are. We're starting it back up again.
It was just simmering.
Yes.
So I think that there's many, many things we can do, many conversations we can have, many guests we can have. We can just do all sorts of different things. I just was thinking about healing candles. I do, as you know, Sandy, I'm very ceremonial. So I just had a really clear vision of healing candles. I'll have to check more in with that. Something about healing candles. So we can maybe set intentions and do some healing and guidance shows too. I don't know why that's coming so strongly right now, but it really is. This is one of those live ones, Sandy. I'm feeling it strong.
Okay.
Something about healing candles.
So, okay. We need to do that.
I don't know exactly what that is. Interesting. That is interesting.
Yes, it is. We need to have Tom on the show.
What's that?
We need to have Tom on the show.
We have to have Tom on the show. And actually, you know what would be fun is to get Tom to go over the Michael charts.
Yes.
People really understand them more, because those have been just fun and interesting to look at, and they create all kinds of dialogue.
Apparently, I'm one of the oldest souls on this planet, you know, for family, soul family on this planet, according to
like
my Michael.
The oldest.
Yes, because there's. I'm the oldest tribe. There was two before me, but they've already jumped off the planet. They're done. They're not coming back here. They're like, done with that sandbox. I'm not coming down there again. So probably my soul family is going to be the next one to jump off and say, hey, I'm not coming down there again.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling that this is probably one of the coolest places to be. Like, really and truly. I really think this is for the adventurous here on Earth.
Oh, yeah. It's like the wild, wild west.
It's the wild, wild west, all right.
Yeah, it is. It's the wild, wild west. There was a song like that, the wild, wild west, back in the 80s.
Oh, no. Are you going to start singing 80s?
Oh, yeah. You know me in the 80s. Oh, poor yes. Tammy. When she came down here after...
We need to prepare.
Poor Tammy. She came down... The 80s was great now, Tammy.
Xanadu, I think it was.
Yes. She's like, let's watch a movie to entertain ourselves tonight. What would you like to watch? And I just love Xanadu, the movie. It sucks. It was a terrible movie, but the music in there is great. And I love it. And I don't
have our own perspective. That's not one I would put in my favorite movies. Anyways, onward and upward.
I loved it though. I loved listening to it. It uplifted my spirit just hearing the music. I love listening. Yeah. And whenever I get down or anything like that, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, there's something about the music that they, and they're all about coming together and loving and supporting and uplifting each other. All their music's about that.
You know who I love is NACO, Medicine for the People. I just absolutely love them. I will put them on. I think I get really happy because young people are listening to this music, and it just makes my heart really, really happy.
Yeah, that's
to be able to witness just a level of evolvement that has happened in my lifetime that I've been able to witness. I just think it's an exciting time to have your consciousness present. I like it.
Well,
it's been interesting. I've had lots of bumpy roads, and I continue to have them, but it's a very interesting time that we're in. And there's in the energies that we've been moving through in the past couple of years are uncomprehendable. And just seeing all the changes that are currently happening, it's just. Seems like the wild, wild west now, don't it, Sandy?
It is. The wild, wild west. But, yeah, It is an amazing time. And the past doesn't matter. That's another thing. You want to keep your vibrations high. Forget about the past, because the past is done and over with. We can't change it.
It's moving faster and faster and faster. People are even observing it. And I think it's interesting that we all, well, not we all, but majority of people on the planet right now are at least familiar with the concept of we made up time. Time doesn't really exist. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
It's really becoming more integrated within humanity. It's not just woo-woo-y channels. I look at my children's Facebook feeds, right?
Right.
And my children don't really necessarily speak my language. And they have all, you know, so what I'm saying is it's become more mainstream with the younger audiences. They're going to look back, 100 years. And I've already been around for half of that, right? And the concept of time is changing. It's because our consciousness is changing, and it's just very interesting to watch it happen right before our eyes.
It is.
I don't know. I can go on tangents. I really think it's very interesting to see the younger people today and the things that they're paying attention to just naturally, where I was like a student of these things my entire life.
Right. It wasn't out there.
Light bulbs going off. Bing, bang, boom. Like they're playing ping pong. It took me my whole life. They're walking up to the ping pong the arcade game from when we were younger. Wasn't it like ping pong?
It was pong.
Or pong or whatever. they're just doing it so quickly, and it amazes me, and it makes my heart really, really happy.
Speaking of mainstream, like Netflix, there's a lot of shows out there that talk about.
You know what I saw? Listen to this. This just happened today. I had the baby. I'm trying to get her to fall asleep, right? And I said, let me just see if I was in the kitchen. And I said, let me just see if I can put something on for background, right, on my iPad.
Right.
It's on Amazon Prime and The Healing Field, Exploring Energy and Consciousness, The Expanded Edition. It's a movie. This is like mainstream stuff. It's,
right.
This is Amazon Prime. This isn't, you know, there was something I just saw, and I know we've all seen this before on Facebook, but you're seeing it more and more about should we be offering meditation in school? It's becoming a resounding yes, regardless of people's backgrounds.
Yes, it is. It is. Yes, meditation is very important.
My children are going to go to school where meditation is a thing. And not necessarily, and I know that this could bring up a lot of controversy, but not necessarily pledging allegiance to a land that you can't possibly own anyways, because we're humanity and we reside on the planet.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Netflix has a show called Surviving Death. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I have.
I just started watching, like, on, you know, season one, episode two or three, but.
Yeah, but it's all becoming so much more mainstream.
Right?
You know? And what's really neat, and what I think is critical and has always been critical throughout all of evolution, and it always will be, you know, is the record keepers, right?
Right.
So what I find really, really interesting is I'm experiencing a reality right now of this new human being in my presence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at everything that I've taken in my whole life, and we're talking about these kids they're connecting the dots much quicker. But the history behind all of it, you know, how every world religion all pointed to the same thing. They used different doctrine, they used different, you know, but the history of, you know, how all of it came about, because I feel deep, deep, deep resonance with a lot of tribal kind of stuff, shamanist kind of things, a lot of different witchy kind of things, a lot of different priesty kind of things. Like, I see myself naturally doing things all the time that I've been doing my whole life, and I'm asking myself the question, why have I been doing that? Because there's an aspect of me that has been doing it, is doing it, has always been doing it. And on some level, if you will, the veils are getting thinner. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you can access it so much more freely. And I think it's going to be interesting, like, with my granddaughter, you know, here recently, like, I wonder how much these newer children will really be interested in how the old people had to learn this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Like, it's kind of funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
It really is.
The next 30 years are going to be really interesting.
And we got to be thankful that we're here to witness it, you know?
Witness it and anchor light.
I mean,
I think if you're even having these conversations, there's a part of you that feels a strong sense of, on some level, of responsibility. I would imagine. I don't know what other people are experiencing, but it seems to me. To really anchor light or hold a vibration and hold a heart space as humanity goes through this, you know, and witness all the miracles that are going on around you all the time. It's amazing.
Oh, I know. The beginning of the pandemic, you know, to me, I was kind of thankful for it because, one, it slowed people down for the first time in eons, right?
Yeah.
Like, we just been going fast, 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 fast. And here comes this thing out of nowhere, and it slows us down to a crawl. And I enjoyed it. I actually could drive around in Florida and not get in a traffic jam from going from here to the grocery store for the first time in so long. It was amazing. And I was thankful for that. I was thankful that people were, you know, staying in and realizing that family is important at this time. For you people that have been going through the pandemic alone by yourselves, I know that's tough. I'm going through it alone, too, by myself. There's nobody in this house. It's just me and the dog. And I lost another dog. It was me and two dogs, but now it's me and a dog. And it's quite interesting. But you get to know yourself. You get to feel your energy, and you're not alone. That's the one thing I want to tell you. You're not alone. Ever.
Absolutely not.
Ever. There is energy that loves you and supports you, and they're there lifting you, and you're not alone. Don't ever feel like you're alone, because you're not. You can see the energy around you. If you just take in a few deep breaths and you meditate, you can see the energy floating around you. You're not alone. I've been worried, and I shouldn't have been worried. Cecil's mom has been by herself during, you know, her husband died like a year and a half before Cecil did. And then Cecil, her son, can you imagine being 85 years old and one of your children goes, you know, before you? That's got to be disheartening and hard. But she is an amazing, astounding woman that has gotten through this and support and was there to help me out during this. You know, she suffered two losses within a year and a half like that, and one being a child, and everybody knows losing a child is going to be the hardest damn thing on the planet, right? Energy-wise, like, that has got to be the hardest grief anybody has to go through. And she is amazing. She has taught me something about you know, letting go of the past, moving forward to the future, you know, being there for each other. And she's going through this pandemic alone, but she's stayed. She could have gone to go be with one of her daughters, and she didn't. She stayed alone. She stayed where she was, and she kept growing as a human being. And she's still teaching those people there that they're not alone. And she's very helpful and giving and kind. And that's one of the things that you need to learn and take from this, is always come from that energy space of being giving and loving and kind to one another, to our fellow man, to each other. You know, just feel that energy, because it's the most beautiful thing that we can experience on this planet.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the preaching came out, didn't it?
Reverend Raven.
I know, right? Gotta put on that soapbox again. Okay. So...
I think we've been off to a lovely start, and I am just giving us a standing ovation because we finally just made it happen, Sandy. Thank you for pushing, and we're going to be continuing this.
We are going to be continuing this, and it will grow, and it'll keep going. And
we can definitely get Tom on here, and he has been wanting for a long time to a dialogue on the Michael charts. Like, I mean, it's a genuine deep desire, and he is just such a wealth of information. I think he would be a wonderful guest. It would probably take him a couple visits to go through all the stuff, though.
Oh, God, no, I know, because when he was explaining my Michael chart, I was on the phone with him for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah, like, but he can teach it in a way, I've seen him, he can teach it in a way that's more congruent, and you can follow it, like, as an overall diagram instead of drilling down specifically, like, on one chart. Do you know what I mean? Just
yes.
The overall, because it's channeled information, and it's really interesting. So it'd be fun to see what Tom thinks about joining us in our escapades.
Ask him if he's available next Saturday. Why don't we do a show on the Michael charts next Saturday?
Why don't we? Why don't we see if he's available?
Let's just make it happen. Let's just do that. You know what? Yes, find out. You know, I don't know if I, well, maybe I have, because I'm so excited about this. I'm going to get to meet Raven Moody.
I know.
You're going to get to come down and meet him too, because you're going to be my assistant for the day.
That's going to be fun.
I know. I mean, Raven Moody. I mean, how awesome is that?
I know. That's going to be really cool.
Yes. And I am a fan of Tom's. The fact, he just blew my mind away when he told me that he called his parents by their first name.
When he was a child,
and all of his friends' parents, he called their parents by their first name, and they let him do it. I was just so amazed by that. Like, where was the respect, boy? But apparently, you know, they respected him.
I think Mr. Coates has been a force to be reckoned with his entire life.
I think you're right.
Yes, he's quite the character, but. You know, he's an amazing man, so I very much look for, he's such a deeply compassionate, loving person, but he's a walking, wealth of information. I mean, the depth of his knowledge is so profound that it's just, and I love interacting with him because I can just follow it and not articulate it the way he can.
Right.
You know, he has a great ability to articulate it.
He is quite the amazing soul, though, but he just blew my mind away that first time that I met him, and he went into that little tangent about that story about calling his parents by their, I'm like, what? Like, I would have got smacked in the middle of next week. if I call, hey, Jane, hey, Richard, you know.
Oh, our parents. He must have picked those ones for a good reason.
I know. So I'm looking forward. Yeah, find out and let me know.
He ended up having a very interesting relationship with his father his entire life. The whole story is really quite interesting. I've tried to get video just of his life a handful of times, and I'm sure we'll continue to record it because when we have him on the show, I think that guests will understand what we're talking about.
Yes. He is quite a unique soul that both of us have had the privilege to get to know. And I'm so thankful to Tammy that invited me into her life so I can meet this incredible individual. He's a riot. He really is, especially when he starts drinking wine. he is most free-flowing with the information at that point. You can't even get a word in edgewise, you know?
But he has a lot of information that he can give.
And
he stays on track. Anyway.
Oh,
but I will definitely get in touch with him and see if he's up for that.
Thank you. That would be amazing. Because I remember when we were on the phone for 3 or 4 hours discussing the Michael chart, and he started on, you know, he just went on a rampage, right, for a long time. And, of course, you know me. I'm able to, like, zone out for a little bit. And he knew it. Like, his energy knew I was zoning out. Like, hey, are you paying attention to me? I'm like, yeah. And I could repeat everything he said, but, you know. You know me and my zoning. I can't help it. It is in my nature to do that. It's in my DNA. But yes, let's see about getting him on. And as soon as you find out, I'll create the next week's show page and honoring him and getting him on there.
You're going to be busy trying to get some of the kinks out and getting the page up and probably,
yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Hopefully I'll have progress on my tiny house on the next show, tell you how that's coming along and everything and what's new with Tammy and what's going on in her world. Tammy's story is definitely the interesting one. Her daughter was pregnant. I went to visit in September, didn't know she was pregnant. Apparently she was. Because in December, they popped out a little Sagittarian. Right out of, you know, and she only found out she was pregnant a month before. So that's interesting story. 3 weeks. Yes. Very interesting story.
What's more interesting about that story was being told that everything was going to be coming to a stop when all the leaves fell off the trees. And that was several months in advance. And the day that I was raking the last of the leaves and I was over the fire pit, a hawk came down and made eye contact with me for 15 minutes over the fire pit. And I was like, okay, this is the leaves. I'm burning the last of the leaves. And I knew something was going to happen. And I thought it was going to be more on a collective level. But in fact, within 5 or 10 minutes of the hawk moving to another tree, the phone rang, and my daughter was telling me she was pregnant. And since then, the room in my house that was the meditation room, the gathering room, has been turned into a room for her and the baby is here, and my world did come to a screeching halt. Wouldn't you say, Sandy?
I would say so.
It wasn't on the collective. It was more on a personal, and it was pretty astounding how that all happened.
It was.
And I just thank Spirit for letting me know, you know, and it made me be much more aware and mindful than I think I would have been to all the different nuances that have taken place since. I mean, because there was a lot involved when you find out that you're going to have a baby in any minute, you know.
Yes, yes.
So it's been interesting. But the saga continues. So
yes.
I'm sure we'll be keeping everybody up to date. And I look forward to our stroll together, Sandy, through Raising Vibrations Radio and our continued journey and going to Colorado. And we're going to have a good year. 2021,
yes.
Little house, little person. We got lots of little going on.
But in a huge freak.
In a huge freaking way. And it's just, I feel very, very, very grateful. And my heart is like, if you could see me right now, I have a smile from ear to ear, and my heart feels like it's singing for the simple fact that we finally did this. Sandy?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
I must have hit my mute button. We have less than 30 seconds left on here. I want to thank everybody for joining us on our first show back in the saddle again. Tammy, for being here and being a great co-host, and for all the new adventures that we are going to have going forward.
Yay.
Yay! With that, I'm going to close out the show. Thank you guys so much for joining us, and we'll be here next Saturday night at 8 p.m. We welcome you to come at any time. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.